AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Of course, with Wisconsin yesterday having primaries as well, I wanted to bring in Molly Beck, of course, the great political writer for Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She's kind enough today to join us to tell us what exactly happened over in Wisconsin with their primaries. Hi, Molly. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
All righty. Have you caught up on your sleep?
I'm still exhausted. I cannot wait to go home and go to bed.
I don't blame you. I was up late and I saw you were still going. Let's start overall with this. I mean, in Minnesota, we saw an amazing turnout, an incredible turnout on the Democratic side here in Minnesota. Did that carry over into Wisconsin?
Yeah, similar. I haven't seen Minnesota's exact numbers, but the Democratic turnout in Wisconsin was very high. It was more people voted Tuesday in a partisan primary than ever before, and Democrats' turnout was about 20% more than the Republican turnout for the Senate primary here. Of course, there was eight Democrats trying to be chosen as the person who was going to challenge Scott Walker in the fall. That race was decided fairly quickly, and the state superintendent, Tony Evers, won by a pretty healthy margin.
Now, the last time I think we talked to you about this, there was actually more than eight, I think, right, if I remember correctly.
Right.
It was a pretty convoluted field there. Talk a little bit about Evers. Who is he? And, I mean, have the Democrats in Wisconsin rallied behind him directly?
Yeah, I mean, today, obviously, he's their candidate, and a lot of the Democrats who might have, you know, held off on publicly backing him have now obviously done so. He is the state superintendent, which means he oversees the state education agency here. It's an elected position. He's been elected to that position since 2009. Before that, he worked in the education department, and he was a school superintendent in a couple districts and a teacher before that. So far, the race against the governor has been focused on education, and the governor has focused on some of Tony Evers' things that he did when he was while he's at the Department of Public Instruction, the education agency is called here, with regard to teacher license revocation. Mm-hmm. So there's some cases here involving teachers who looked at pornography at school, and there are some cases where Evers did not revoke their licenses for various reasons. But the governor has focused on that attack line pretty heavily.
I want to stop. Is this really the great white hope for Walker? Is basically, you know, some teachers' licenses that didn't get suspended. I mean, the guy has, I was looking at some of your coverage. It seems like he's expecting to be trailing when the polls start coming out about this head-to-head matchup. And I think Foxconn played a big role. You and I have talked numerous times about Foxconn. I kept seeing that issue pop up on the campaign trail. If this is what he's hoping is going to basically turn off a charge, I mean, I was reading the tweet you had put out about Dane County, that they've never had this many people show up in Dane County alone to vote in a primary ever. It wasn't even close. It was like 20,000 more voters. If this is what he's hoping is going to neutralize this energized base in Wisconsin, I'm amazed, because that's just not going to I don't think that's going to resonate as far as that massive issue, especially when Walker's got so many things, including his ties to Trump, as you and I have talked about the Wisconsin agricultural markets and how they've collapsed to a point. That's not going to save him.
The governor has definitely been managing expectations, and I don't know if that's a function of he knows he's going to be trailing in the polls when there's a poll, and there will be a poll next month, or if he is trying to light a fire under the Republican base here, who in the past few elections have not turned out in the same numbers as Democratic voters.
overall, though, is, you know, this is looking like, at least in Minnesota, I mean, I would say in Minnesota, there's a decent chance the Minnesota House is going to go back to the Democrats, especially when you look at how the metro area suburbs have been kind of poisoned for the Republicans at this point. Is there a concern about that in Wisconsin for him? I mean, obviously, he's had one of the things that's made Walker's reign somewhat successful is the houses of the state have basically both been in the Republican hands as well. I have to imagine there's some concerns that at least one of those bodies is going to go back to the Democrats.
The Assembly and the Senate have been controlled by Republicans since Governor Walker was first elected in 2010, excuse me. But the Senate, which has a much smaller margin of majority, there, that is what many people have said that could flip in this election. If there is a so-called blue wave that comes, it's the Senate that is probably in more danger than the Assembly.
And if the Senate does go, there won't be a quiet paper shredder in Madison for a week. All right, just a speculation on me. That's me saying that. Any other interesting results from Wisconsin yesterday?
Well, we had a U.S. Senate primary here on the Republican side, and there was a lot of money spent in that race. There's an Illinois billionaire who backed one candidate, Kevin Nicholson, who kind of ran as an outsider, and the state Republican Party's candidate, Leah Buchmeier, ultimately won the race, and she won by a bigger margin than I think anybody expected. So, at least in Wisconsin, it seems like that the Republican Party, the so-called establishment, still has influence in races like that.
In Minnesota, you've got a lot of candidates who have basically been screaming how much they love Trump. But when it comes to the next step, they are not going to be able to do that. In a state especially that didn't go for Trump, back when we didn't know that much about him. The reality is that there are going to be some safe districts for, you know, people to campaign on Trump on, but do you feel as if there are going to be a lot of Republicans that are getting ready to do that shift, especially considering that the trade policies in Wisconsin directly, Trump's trade policies have had a direct impact on the local economies?
Yeah, the Trump factor has been interesting here for Republicans because, like you said, he's made many comments about Harley Davidson's decision to move some production overseas in response to tariffs. And as you know, Harley Davidson is probably Wisconsin's most iconic business. And Governor Walker is a big Harley fan. You know, he campaigns often on a Harley and at Harley, where Harley is in Milwaukee, the plant there. So whenever the president says something that is, you know, just recently he said a boycott of Harley would be a great idea. You know, obviously all the reporters are asking the Republican lawmakers who have showed support for Trump if they also support that, because it's, you know, a Wisconsin business. And so there was, you know, some tense moments in the last week trying to ask these Republican candidates that question. And you know, ultimately they came out against a boycott, but it wasn't an immediate reaction, and that has been interesting.
Well, and I'll tell you what, I'll put a link to a bunch of your stories and a bunch of the coverage from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on the social media posts a little bit later on. Molly, we got to end it there because we're at the end of the show. Molly Beck, the political reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Molly, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Talk to you later. We'll be back tomorrow. Till then, see ya.